Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm He Jian. As monkeypox was declared a global emergency by the World Health Organization, Shanghai-based ZJ Biotech, a test kit provider for the WHO, said it had received 24 urgent orders from the organization. The company is now mass-producing monkeypox test kits. Zhang Hong tells us more.
The PCR test kit developed by Shanghai ZJ Biotech can detect specific sequences of monkeypox viral DNA through fluorescence. The company said this method is highly accurate.
A PCR test is so far the best way to detect a pathogen of many contagious diseases. Test accuracy is generally above 95%, and it can reach over 99% for some diseases.
The company said the test kits have been shipped to 41 countries and regions since May, including 24 orders from the WHO for 21 countries in Africa, Europe, Oceania, and Southeast Asia.
We have improved our PCR test kit production equipment due to the coronavirus pandemic. Now we can produce over 3 million test kits for monkeypox virus every day.
According to the WHO, monkeypox has been detected in more than 70 countries. WHO officials are urging people to take the current outbreak seriously. No infection has been reported on the Chinese mainland so far. Zhang Hong, Shanghai Life.
Three astronauts entered the space lab Wentian this morning after it had docked with the country's space station. Zhang Hong brings us the details.
Wentian docked with the core module of the space station at 3:13 a.m. today, completing a process that took 13 hours.
This is the first time we practiced in-orbit docking between large modules, and also the first semi-autonomous fast docking. In general, the whole process was completed accurately and successfully.
At 10:03, astronaut Chen Dong opened the hatch door of Wentian and stepped inside. Liu Yang and Cai Shizhe entered 8 minutes later.
This is the second module for us to live and work in up here. It's another major step in building China's space station. We feel very proud.
The crew will conduct work including attitude control of the space station. Tianhe, the space station's core module, was launched into orbit in April 2021. Assembly of the space station is expected to be completed this year when the Mengtian Lab module is launched. Upon completion, the space station will be T-shaped, with Tianhe in the center and the Wentian and Mengtian modules attached to either side. Zhang Hong, Shanghai Life.
Samsung Electronics held a ceremony to mark the first shipment of their newly developed 3-nanometer chips yesterday as the company's plant in Hwasong. The shipment represents Samsung taking the lead in the race to build the world's fastest processors. The Korean company first announced it would begin mass producing the chip on June 30th of this year, and they were manufactured using Samsung's new 3-nanometer process node based on gate-all-around or GAA transistor architecture, which reduces manufacturing space and represents a leap forward in terms of peak performance and power consumption.